Well, I'm always concerned, though, Joseph Vince, when people start talking about let's move forward to reenact the assault weapons now and do that type of thing. If we're going to do something like in a very reflective way, why don't we actually develop a task force commission, something that actually analyzes over a long period of time and come up with something that makes sense?
I agree. And I'm a member of the International Association of Chiefs of Police Firearms Committee, and we've been working on doing just that. And we have chiefs and federal agents from all over the country who are really looking at this. Again, maintain citizens' rights to have guns, but let's do everything we can to keep the wrong people from having them. You know, we're always going to have bank robberies, but that doesn't mean that the banks and law enforcement shouldn't make it harder for people to rob these banks. They absolutely should. For us to do nothing is just, that's un-American.
What role, and I don't think we've really examined this publicly. I know it occurs, you know, I've seen it behind the scenes. But what role does law enforcement and the mental health services we have around the country, how do they intertwine? Because to me, a lot of these issues stem from a lack of mental health treatment that then ends them up in the criminal justice system.
That's very true. But I think we have to look at the public's right to be safe. And it doesn't mean we have to broadcast to everyone that someone has a problem. But on the other hand, they shouldn't have firearms. And I mentioned about domestic violence, and that's probably the number one crime that we have across the United States in every city. And so when we start to see people that have issues with violent activities or have issues that they're uncontrollable in their urges, they're the ones that shouldn't have firearms. We see it over and over again. Unfortunately, I just read today where we had two more officers killed in Topeka, Kansas.
It's horrible.
And again, a lot of this has to be with anger management, and we have to deal that in a better manner as well.
Joseph, thank you so much. Unfortunately, I think we may be talking again. It's just this story is just tragic on so many different levels. He's the director of the Criminal Justice Program at Mount St. Mary's University. Thank you for the time.
Okay, C4, thanks for having me.